as a lion. It's about watchmen. Hallelujah.
Bold as a lion. It's about watchmen, huh?
Yeah. It's a series called The Duty of a Watchman. But the way the Lord had me do it, I'm not gonna put part one, part two. I'm just gonna do the title, the subtitle as the title. So, Bold as a Lion is the name of it.
Praise the Lord. Sounds good.
So Pastor Mickey, could you? I'm gonna pray after you, but could you pray for the parents? To be watchmen.
Okay, Father, right now, God, I hold up, Lord, the parents, God, of all these people, dear God. I hold up the parents of these children, dear God, Lord, that they would be watchmen, dear God, that they would that they would take up the mantle, dear God, that they would, Lord, take the responsibility, Lord, of preaching and sharing the gospel of Christ with their children, oh God. Not only, Lord, sharing it with them, but God, living it in front of them, Father God. I just pray for anointing upon Peyton Ann as she would share this word, dear God. And I pray, dear God, a special prayer for the parents, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, as we were in worship, the Lord reminded me of a part of a video I listened to from Kim Clement. And he was talking about, I think it was Hurricane Katrina, and how the Lord led him to prophesy about something was judgment because the watchmen were not doing their job. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, I am raising up an army of watchmen to prevent me from judging America. I am raising up an army, and from what I'm hearing from the Lord now, he said, this is everyday, you know, they can be farmers, they don't always have to be ministers. You can be someone in government. And here's something the Lord's really been speaking to me about lately. And I wrote this based off of the PDF, you know, the pages, but in pages 85 to 87 in iBooks from Pastor Mickey's book, Nostradamus, Saddam Hussein, Armageddon, I wrote this passage from that book. It says, this morning my daughter cut her big toe very badly, and I had to rush her to the doctor's office for 7 stitches. In my mind, I was really complaining to the Lord. Is that okay? I was wondering how much time was left for the rapture. I hated to be interrupted with an emergency such as this. And then this next point it says, at the doctor's office, the nurse was more concerned about me. Basically, the point is that he, you know, when he was at the doctor, she was getting shots to prepare for the stitches, and she heard he heard her screaming, you know, and cry. He said it made me want to cry. He said, but I couldn't. I had to be strong for her. And he said I wanted to take the pain for her. And on his way home, this next part it says, while driving her home, the Lord spoke to me and said, Mickey, tell them that what you just went through will be a small taste of what will go on in eternity. Tell the parents that I will hold them responsible for their children, and for the parents to picture in their minds, the worst case scenario of their children suffering, screaming, crying, and asking, why, Daddy, Mama, didn't you tell me about this place? Why, Mama, Daddy, did you not teach me about Jesus? Why, Daddy, Mama, didn't you take us to church and teach me how to pray and read the Bible and walk in His ways? The father will blame the mother, and the mother will blame the father. Yet they shall hear the screaming and crying of their children while suffering themselves forever in the place that the worm never dies and fire burns forever, the lake of fire. And the Lord led him to write, but know ye not that I, the Lord thy God, did not prepare that place for you, but for the devil and his fallen angels, and for those who insist on following in Satan's ways. If you choose to walk in your own ways, and your name is not found in the book of life, then you and yours will spend forever in the forbidden place where there is weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And your crying only shall be heard by your loved ones whose names are not found in the Lamb's book of life. That's powerful, isn't it? And, you know, there's going to be more messages in these times. The Lord spoke to me recently that he's actually going to begin to have ministers capitalize on hell again. Not, like, really hard, but hard enough to get people to think. To get people to recognize we cannot play with sin. We cannot treat sin as a trivial thing. And if you look at 1 Kings, in fact, don't turn there, but I'm just mentioning it. And Ahab, when it says, as you know, he thought it a trivial thing to follow the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. And that was what led to the marriage to Jezebel. And so, in these times, God is going to begin to show how serious he is. Amen?
Amen.
So, Ezekiel 3, this is our first scripture, verses 5 to 9. Ezekiel 3, verses 5 to 9, it says, "For you are not sent to a people of unfamiliar speech and of hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many people of unfamiliar speech and of hard language, whose words you cannot understand. Surely had I sent you to them, they would have listened to you. But the house of Israel will not listen to you because they will not listen to me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. Behold, I have made your face strong against their faces and your forehead strong against their foreheads. Like adamant stone, harder than flint, I have made your foreheads. Do not be afraid of them, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they are a rebellious house." Now here's another strong statement. Leviticus 19, verse 17.
Leviticus what?
19, verse 17. "You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall surely rebuke your neighbor and not bear sin because of him." The Lord is giving us boldness in this hour. You know, gone are the days when pastors look at their offering plates to tell them what they should or shouldn't preach. Gone are the days when people are afraid of losing their 501c3 tax exempt status because, well, I don't want to preach on, you know, say homosexuality or the cultural issues of the day because the government is going to throw me in jail, or I'm going to lose my tax exempt status. Those days are gone, folks. Because God is going to begin to and even in workplaces, you know, there's this thing of separation of church and state. Even in workplaces, God's going to give you, if you're willing to risk your worldly life for your kingdom life.
Mm-hmm.
God is going to give you such a boldness that you're going to witness and preach the gospel in ways that are going to blow your mind even at your workplace.
Praise the Lord.
But you've got to be willing to give up this worldly life. And you've got to be willing to say, Lord Jesus, you said in the Garden of Gethsemane, not my will, but yours be done. And you laid your life down for me. So that I can have deliverance, so that I can have healing, so that the demons, Satan, all his fallen angels can be trampled, you know, made a spectacle of, and by your people trampled under feet, and people won't be demonized, and you did all this for the glory of God, and Lord, now I'm willing to lay my life down for you. I'm willing to lay my job down for you. I'm willing to get fired for you. And so, next scripture. This is the end time promise. Actually, these two scriptures go hand in hand. It's Joel chapter 2, verses 28 and 29.
Joel chapter 2.
Yes, sir. Verses 28 and 29. That's the first one. And we're going to compare this one with Acts 2, verses 14 to 18.
Acts what?
2, verses 14 to 18. Those are the ones we're going to compare. And it says, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And on my maidservants and on my menservants and on my maidservants, I will pour out my spirit in those days." And then the other scripture is Acts 2, verses 14 to 18. But I want to testify to something right quick. Sunday night, I listened to the North Georgia Revival, where Jeremiah Johnson was preaching there. And his daughter, Bella Grace, is 12 years old. And they have, I think every week, they have a father-daughter date. And guess what she wanted to do on her father-daughter date?
What?
She wanted to go over her sermon to preach at kids' church.
Cool.
So
at what church?
At kids' church, children's church.
Wow.
So even the kids these days, God
praise
is
the Lord.
God is really just,
yeah.
You know, and another thing too, this just, she's a powerhouse. I listened to a prophetic word from her about Gen Z, five things that God showed her, and man, she is powerful. So if she can do it, your kid can do it.
Man,
and Acts 2, verses 14 to 18. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, and before I read this, to give a backdrop, you know, this was when everyone was, the 120 was speaking in tongues, and some mocked and said, well, they're just drunk with new wine. And others were, you know, like, man, they're speaking in our dialect. But here's what Peter said. Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. For this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit and in those days, and they shall prophesy.
Amen.
Now we've got three more scriptures. This one's in Luke 24, verses 46 to 49.
Luke what?
24, verses 46 to 49. How many of you are ready to be a part of the army of watchmen God is raising up?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
It says, then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high.
Amen.
We're going to read now Acts chapter 1, verse 4, and then Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to watch for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. And then Acts 1:8 says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
Amen.
Father, we submit to you. Lord, we lay down our lives. And just, I would encourage you, I feel like doing this, close your eyes, envision whatever it is that the Lord has you do on a regular basis. And Father, I just ask that as they do this, that you would give them a vision of what it would look like to be an army of watchmen, to raise up, and to rise up and to prevent the enemy from having his way in this nation, which would be for a legal right to be found in the courts of heaven for you to judge this nation. Father, we thank you that wickedness will be judged, but that the righteous will prevail in this nation. And the righteous will inherit the earth, and by the watchman, you know, you said, I have sought for a man to stand in the gap. I lift my hands over those online and in person. And I impart. I want y'all to, you know, put your hands on your shoulder or just wherever. I impart to them the watchman anointing that you have given me. I declare that they will stand in the watchtower. You may wake some up in the middle of the night. You know, I don't know. You may do like me and just say, okay, you know, I know you get headaches if you wake up, you know, too early or whatever, so I'll let you watch with me in the night while you're sleeping. You may do that. But Lord, we just say, have your way in this place. Have your way, Father, in our lives. And Lord, I also declare the anointing of the watchman, even more so on Pastor Mickey for Sunday, for when he teaches on separation. Father, this season, today and Sunday is what we would call, I would consider, a prophetic summit or a prophetic showdown of some sort. And the messages that you've given myself and Pastor Mickey, and even I see others in my mind's eye in the body of Christ, that this is a season of separation, a season of consecration, Father God. And we thank you for it. I release a spirit of confusion into the enemy's camp to prevent people. You know, the enemy has prevented people from getting away from a certain sin that they really want to get away from. But I declare that today is the last day. Mammon, you are prosecuted in the courts of heaven. You are no longer allowed to bind the people of God. You spirits that may magnify, I'm not saying insecurity is demonic, but that may magnify insecurity or may keep the people of God in that, you are prosecuted. I also declare that mindsets, I just thank you, Holy Spirit, we have the helmet of salvation. Well, I think that's what it was that deflects doubt and discouragement. I declare anyone who is doubting their salvation or is really insecure, Father, I thank you that you will make them secure in you, Father.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. You may take that. You may go ahead.
Hang on just a sec.
Hey everybody, I want to thank you for listening to this edition of the Design for Victory podcast. And if you enjoyed this video or podcast, whichever one you're listening to or watching, feel free to like, comment, share, subscribe, hit the notification bell for future uploads or, you know, episodes, whichever one. Sunday, Pastor Mickey will be ministering concerning the separation of the people of God, like God's call of separation from the world and things like that. And so it won't be this next episode, this next podcast or video, but it'll be the one after that where he will be ministering. The next one's going to be from Sunday from Pastor Judy. I haven't had time to upload that yet. I mean, or just, honestly, I've just been forgetting. But anyway, we will get that to you shortly. And be sure, if you have a testimony, you can email us at Kingdom Advancement, KingdomAdvancement 252@gmail.com. Again, that's KingdomAdvancement252@gmail.com. Or you can write to us at Preach Unto Them Jesus or Put J, P.O. Box 7293, Edmond, Oklahoma 73013. Again, that's Put J, 7293, Edmond, Oklahoma 73013. And what is it? Also stormministries.com, stormministries.com. That's Pastor Mickey's website. He's got a contact link where you can contact him through that. And then on the homepage, you'll see a heading that says Help Our Cause. All donations, if you wish to donate to us through this website, all donations go to the Homeless Alliance and to our church. And so, thank you all very much for listening. God bless.